boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I had a gym first today.
What happened?
I think I encountered my first ever gym vlogger.
Boy, girl, what?
Okay, so it was this girl. Now, listen, I'm not going to be judgmental because where do I get my workouts from? The gym vloggers on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. You are doing the Lord's work because I don't know what I'm doing in there. But I noticed when I pulled up to the gym this morning, the girl I parked next to was sitting in her car and she had her phone on like one of those car tripods.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, pop off, queen. You're making a little daily vlog. I'm not going to judge you. Good for you. And then I go into the gym and I'm like dying on the stair step or whatever. And then I go over to like the turf area and I notice the same girl has her phone up on a full tripod.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like she's filming herself doing her workout. And again, pop off. I'll probably follow you and follow that exact workout in a week when I see it. But the way that after I noticed that happening, I was terrified that I was going to end up in the background.
Video. Yeah, see, I don't want to. Mm-hmm.
That I was like, I feel like I need to wrap this up quickly so I can get out of here.
Because
I am now scared that I'm going to be like sweating in the background. Yep. And then people on TikTok are going to be like, whoa, that girl needs help.
I know. That's my fear, too. I've never seen a gym vlogger. I think it'd be really, really cool to see him in the wild, you know, but I've never seen him before. But I am terrified, just like you, that I'm in the distance of the video and then somebody's commenting like, wow, that girl really, really needed the gym. You can tell. Like, somebody's going to say something mean. I just know it. Because people are mean on the internet.
That's what I'm saying. So the whole rest of my trip, I was like, okay, she's over there, but I need that dumbbell. Do I crawl under the phone? Like, how do I make sure that I am not in frame right now? Because I do not need to be seen.
Did you ask her what her TikTok handle was?
No, I was way too scared.
Oh,
but because also, what would happen if I walked over and she's like, I'm not filming, you freak. What do you think I'm doing? Because then I would have cried, I think.
What, taking a business like Zoom meeting?
maybe she was on Zoom. Genius.
See? Killing two birds with one stone.
Multitasking queen.
Kind of jealous of you that you got to see somebody doing a gym vlog in real life.
I know I've never seen one in the wild before, but it did make me a little bit nervous as a fellow gym goer. Yes.
Well, I got to do something first for the first time as well in the gym this weekend. I went on Saturday and I started a new gym. I told you about how I had to cancel one and I was going to a new one. This new one is a little bit more low key than the one I was at.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday when I went, nobody was there. No staff, no attendee, like gym people.
Oh, it's
nobody.
So glorious.
I have never, ever in my gym career, which isn't that long, gone to the gym where nobody is there. And let me tell you, I used and abused it.
Oh, were you like running around like a little kid in gym class?
No, I think they would probably find that funny if they were watching the security cameras. Instead, what they saw on the security cameras was me going to every single machine and looking at how you start and end it. Or if it's like a weightlifting one, do I put my butt there or do I put my head there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I looked at everything thoroughly because I don't want to embarrass myself when there are people there.
Did you try any of them or did you just stand there?
I did try something new.
Okay, just one thing? Or you just stared at everything else?
I stared at everything else and I tried one new thing. And that one new thing was the bicycle.
Oh, biking with the some light reading.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Call it whatever you want, but they are here and they are here to stay.
Who's here? Is somebody in the room?
You don't see them over there?
No. I was like, did you invite somebody into the studio and you didn't tell me?
No, I'm talking about, I hope not. I hope none of them are in here. I'm talking about the cicadas. Cicada-geddon. Cicada-palooza.
What the?
The cicada takeover of 2024.
Did I miss something? I don't see any.
I haven't either. But
knock on, should I say knock on wood?
Please do. knock on wood, because I don't need this in my life.
I have a fear of cicadas.
Oh, God, then you would hate my For You page this weekend, because all over TikTok were videos of people sharing videos of all the cicadas that are out right now. Now, if you didn't hear, I feel like this was in the news like a month or so ago. We all knew this was coming, that there's these two breeds of cicadas that are coming out at the same time for the first time in like hundreds of years. 1803, actually, that brood 13 and brood 19 emerged from the ground at the same time, which means there are significantly more cicadas than any other summer.
Luckily, how long are they going to live for?
Well, they'll...
I'm going to sound so stupid, but I really don't know nothing about this.
I don't know a whole lot, but I did a lot of Googling after, because I was like, oh my God, like the people down... I think it was Tennessee that I was seeing videos of, like, tons of... People were showing their lawns, tons of holes in the ground.
Ew.
Of where the cicadas emerged from.
Ew!
Uh-huh. They were like smashed.
Can you imagine if you were camping and they pooped right underneath from underneath you? Like they popped right out. Yeah. You're like, what's underneath me?
This is a cicada. No, and they're like hitting people's windshields like a normal, you know, because in the summertime your windshield gets dirtier than normal. People said cicadas are getting smashed on there. And then there was this one girl saying how dumb they are, that you walk outside and they're literally flying into your face. Like,
ew, ew. Imagine them in your hair.
That's happened to me before.
No.
Nightmare fuel. But luckily for us, number one, Iowa is kind of on like the upper corner, I guess, of where this is happening. And really where we're at, we're only getting one of the broods, brood number 19. So we're not getting the crossover like some of the southeastern states are. And these two other broods are only out until July 4th. And then they... go back to Nine-Eye. I don't know where they go.
What happened?
Like, I don't know. They go
like
away.
Peace out. It's the 4th of July. It was nice being here.
Exactly.
It's nighttime, y'all.
They celebrate by leaving, I guess.
I'm just like, where were you? You were just sleeping in the ground and we didn't think to bury them all up. I just, that might be a stupid thing. I don't know.
To bury them?
No, to get them like out of the ground and just get rid of them.
Well, I think they go really far down there.
Do they really?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know nothing about
them. Well, luckily, it's not going to happen again.
Thank
until
God.
2245. So
oh,
this
thank
is,
God I'll
it's
be
kind
dead.
Of special, if you think about it.
There is nothing special about cicadas.
I thought it was a little bit special. It's gross.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I remember in college, if you wanted to be invited to a party, you had to find someone who knew somebody who knew somebody who could get you invited.
100%. Yeah, you had to know people.
And now in like our day and age, we just want to know somebody who's got a pool or a boat.
Seriously, I'm still looking.
Send your friend request us.
I'm not kidding.
But I need to find somebody who has a boat, a pool, and somebody who's got a sick car. I'm now adding that to my list because I feel like you have to have a sick car to do this really cool thing on Saturdays in Cedar Rapids. It kind of started a couple years ago. Remember COVID when we like didn't really like couldn't do much. Everything was like getting closed down.
Yeah.
They were canceling everything. Well, when that happened, I remember somebody posted on Facebook and they said, let's start cruising the Ave again. Have you ever heard of cruising the Ave?
I have. I have not partaken because I didn't grow up here.
See, and I didn't grow up here. I mean, I grew up in Vinton, but right. I didn't grow up during the cruising the Ave time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember somebody saying, like, let's bring it back. And they brought it back. And what shocks me is now we're into 2024. And what did I see this weekend? They're cruising the Ave.
What do we mean by that? Can you paint me a picture of what you saw?
Okay, correct me. I could be wrong on this. But what I see is they usually start around Fairway on First Avenue. And I don't know how far down it goes on to First Avenue.
Yeah.
I think it might go to the Doubletree. I could be wrong. I don't really know because, again, I never grew up on cruising the avenue. But they go that far. And then you turn around and you go back up.
Ooh.
There's apparently a little...
A
loop of some sort, so they can do that, right? But I know that there's a ton of people sitting in the Wells Fargo parking lot, and they just sit and watch all the cars go by.
There's an audience?
Oh my God, like 200 people there, Taylor.
What? Shut up.
I'm not joking. And then there's another parking lot. Every parking lot, even the come and go, every parking lot is jammed packed on First Avenue with people just sitting and watching people cruise the avenue. And then I feel like a dumb dingus because I drive my Chevy Impala.
Well, yes. See,
and
that's,
I don't have a sick car to go down.
That's my next question. Are the people that they're watching, it's only cool cars, right?
Yeah, it's usually pretty like cool, like old-fashioned D type cars that are like really cool. And then you see me, who's got a really loud car, driving by, and I'm just like,
I'm just trying.
I know, I'm just like, I'm just trying to go to Home Goods and TJ Maxx. Don't mind me.
I'm just trying to fit in, okay? I don't know what it is. The change of the weather or it being a Monday or something's going on where I feel like I'm all sorts of confused recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear from you. What are those things that you cannot tell the difference between, whether it be to actors or to singers or to foods? Now, something became apparent last week.
Oh, very, very apparent.
That I still am kind of like not that unsure about, because I feel very sure that they are the same thing and they are in fact not. You were doing Let's Get Quizzical last week, yep. And you were in the graduation spirit. So you kept playing the graduation song.
Pomp and Circumstance.
I thought presidents talked. I thought presidents gave their speech to this song.
Hello, my fellow Americans.
That's exactly what it... You started playing it and immediately I was, hello, my fellow Americans. And that's just the vibe I was getting. And I was like, dude, I swear that the presidents talk over something that sounds exactly like this.
They talk over Hail to the Chief.
I don't know, man. Like, I know that those sound a little different. To me,
they sound like the exact same thing.
It's the exact same thing. You could put me in a cap and a gown, and I'm walking on the stage to this.
And then if you play Pomp and Circumstance... Hello, my fellow Americans.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I literally see no differences. No differences are spotted at all.
That's so funny that you cannot tell the difference. Because I can tell a clear difference. It's very clear.
I graduated. I can promise that.
And either she walked a Hail to the Chief or Pomp and Circumstance. What are the two?
Well, I guess now I can't remember it. I'm going to question for the rest of my life. There's no judgment here this afternoon because we are asking you, what things can you not tell the difference between? Katie, what's that for you?
Mayo and Miracle Whip, regardless of what I do.
Oh, my God, I could not agree more.
I have never even thought about that, but now that I think...
I can't. I cannot tell the difference for the life of me. And it was funny because that's what I was going to bring up. I remember, I've had roommates pretty much my entire life. I've always had roommates and I've lived with somebody. And I remember like being in college, I would buy... whichever one is apparently the nastier one. I couldn't tell you. I don't know which one's
nastier.
Apparently one of them's nastier than the other. Oh. Couldn't tell you which one because I can't tell the difference. But I remember buying one and they'd be like, how dare you buy that? And I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was the same thing. I just went for whatever was cheaper on the shelf. And still to this day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If mayo or Miracle Whip is cheaper, I will buy whatever one is the cheapest.
Wait, no, I'm embarrassed. Like, is there one that's like grosser?
I think Miracle Whip is the grosser one, but I could be wrong. And I'm only going with the name. That is the only worries.
Miracle? It sounds amazing.
It's the whip that I was like, ugh.
Oh. Well, now that you say that.
I'm like, what are you whipping? I don't know. But I am looking. Miracle Whip is almost half of the calories of and fat of mayo. So I guess Miracle Whip's the healthier option. That's the only difference I'm going to remember now. But still, I don't care. Whatever's cheaper.
Well, that's what. Yeah, whatever is the cheaper one is what we should be buying.
You are giving me the dirtiest look in the entire world right now.
I believe I said this is judgment free, but I hate to tell you I'm judging you right now.
Because we're talking right now about what are things you cannot tell the difference between. Whether it's like cantaloupe and muskmelon, I'm telling you, mayo and Miracle Whip. Couldn't tell the difference between them for the life of me.
Makes sense.
2 seconds before we turn the microphone on, I told you, and you're giving me a dirty, you're still giving me that, I can't even look at you. A dirty look is that for a while I had a heck of a time telling the difference between Billie Eilish and Lizzo.
I beg your pardon.
Now hear me out,
because they were both new at the same time.
That's what it was. I mean, I know they sound completely different. Billie Eilish is a little bit quieter, right? Lizzo is like powering, right? All that fun jazz. But I couldn't for a while tell the difference between them because they both like came up at the exact same moment.
Yeah.
They were popular at the exact same moment and people were obsessed with them at the exact same moment. And so when, before they even really started hitting the radio, I remember people talking about that. I'm like, who?
Yeah, yeah.
What? And for the life of me, I could not tell the difference. And I could not remember who performed at the University of Iowa. One of those two
both
did.
Both of them did.
Ah, crap.
Okay, you're still confused, I think. Unfortunately for you.
Which one did the song in Barbie? I know, it's Billie Eilish.
Both right? of them did.
Oh, my God!
You were just walking into
oh
this
God,
right
I
now.
I forgot. What did Lizzo do? Oops.
Okay. Wow. Well, we're not
Clearly,
the only ones.
I'm still not over it.
Yeah. Megan, what can you not tell the difference between?
I don't know my right and left.
Okay, how severe are we talking? Like
when somebody is like, quick, turn right, I have to literally be like, what hand do I write with? Or like I have to hold up the L or something. Like it doesn't click for me.
I feel that when I'm driving.
Dude, that took me so many years. I think I was like in college before I finally like ended up remembering which one is which. And how I could always tell the difference was because I had like what I think could be a birthmark on my right hand. There was like this pink dot on my right wrist. Yeah. And so I always knew that that was my right hand. I just had to look and be like, okay, where's the pink dot? Eventually, as I got older, that pink dot faded away. I think it might have been a birthmark. I'm not really quite sure. Or something else. Maybe a disease. I don't know. But it faded. So then I had to learn which one was which because I didn't have the pink dot anymore.
I think we just found your first tattoo idea.
The pink dot?
Yeah, to help you out a little bit.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't see any cicadas outside of our window.
Thank God. I was hoping you would say something like that.
Cicada gate. Is taking over parts of the country, and I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I haven't seen it around here, but I'm not asking to see it. I don't see any shells out there. I don't see any holes in the lawn. These are things that I'm learning to look for on TikTok, and I haven't seen them yet, which means I think we might be in the clear, y'all.
Thank God.
Because all respect, all love to the cicadas out there.
I got no respect or love.
Y'all are ugly. I'm not gonna lie.
That's what I was just gonna say. They are ugly, they are creepy, and I don't like them.
And they're crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Please stay on your side.
Can you stop? Why do dogs always think to eat them? That is what I get grossed out about. Why do my dogs always think cicadas are the most yummiest snack to eat? Because that's disgusting.
Have you tried one? Don't knock it until you try it.
I'm not going to.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How often do you open a text message and you read it and you're like, huh? And then you read it again and you're like, I can't really tell what this means. I feel like I don't understand what this person's trying to say.
I feel like that's you when I text you because all of my grammar it's not my mistakes, it's the phone's mistakes. And I'm just like, well, I hope she can figure it out.
Well, that's a whole different scenario because you use voice to text.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when you start throwing like emojis in there, I feel like everybody has their personal meanings for emojis to the point where if you use it on somebody and they don't know what your meaning is, it almost gets more confusing, if that makes sense.
Well, okay, I'm thinking of the one that is the upside down smiley face. They use it for different reasons than what I do, but I use it more like, okay, I'm in an awkward situation, upside down smiley face.
Okay, yeah.
That's how I use it.
You brought up one of the exact things that is on my list in front of me, and that is the most confusing emojis in 2024, the ones that have the most meanings to individual people that when you send them, it's like, I don't know what you mean by that because I have a different meaning. The upside down smiley face is the number 3 most confusing.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What are people confused about? The same thing as me?
Well, so most people use it for sarcasm, awkwardness.
I'm the opposite. I just feel awkward.
And then the second most common use is like smiling through the pain. Which I would also say is kind of awkwardness. Another one.
Can I guess another one?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the like a tent hut or a soldier one.
Not on the list.
Because a lot of people use that one and I'm like, who are you saluting? What's going on?
Oh, I like that one. It's not on the list though. And that's exactly what I use it for is like, sir, yes, sir.
Oh,
or whatever. Also on the list is like the girl with her hand out.
She flicks it.
Like she's holding a platter.
Yes.
I didn't know that. It's called the woman tipping hand. Like she's asking for a tip. I don't know.
Oh.
Most people. Well, what do you use that one
for?
I
use it as like, okay, like I'm better than you. Or,
oh,
like, you know, I made a really cool, if I'm better than you, or if I'm like made a really cool like joke, or I'm proud of myself or something like that.
Okay.
All sorts of different things.
Most people use it as like a, eh, oh, well.
That is not what I use
Whatever.
It for.
The second most is like feeling sassy.
Yeah, that's what I use it for. Sassiness.
Well, I feel like I use it more as like a, eh, oh, well, who cares?
No, you use the shrugging one.
Oh, well, sorry, not me. Okay, the number two most confusing emoji. Do you have another guess or do you just want to know?
I'm going to say eggplant.
Nope, I think most people know what that's
okay.
about. It's like, it's called the dashing away emoji, but it's...
It's this like smoking cloud.
Exactly.
Then
so
I already have feelings of what I think that could be.
I don't ever use this one. I'm not going to lie to you. Smoking is the last reason why people use it, though. The number one reason is dashing away or being fast, which I'm like, I would have never used
that. It's Christmas, y'all.
dashing all the way. What? It's a Santa hat. And then the number two reason people use it is for, you know, tooting.
Every time I do that at work, I'm so sending that to you.
Ew, I don't want to know that.
No, that's so cool. I didn't know people were doing that.
The number one most confusing emoji is the nail polish.
Oh, she's like doing her nails. You use that a lot. And
I do.
I take it as you're like, okay, I'm glamming up. Or like you said, you're being sassy.
Yes.
You're pretty proud of yourself. One of those things.
Okay.
You're either glamming up your sassy or you're proud of yourself.
The number one reason is classy, posh, or being bougie. And I feel like that's exactly what I use it for most of the time. Like I'm being bougie. The second most used reason is literally just for nail polish, which
no.
I'm like, I don't ever tell somebody I'm getting
doing
my nails,
nails done.
Yeah, no. Yeah. The third reason is don't mind me, hee hee.
No.
And the last one is self-care, but
no.
I like that one to be like sassy. So I don't know if we learned anything today.
I learned that apparently I don't understand emojis, so this is going very well for me. This is why I like phone calls.
Oh my God. As if we didn't know that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I really do think you need to pay attention to how your significant other reacts to a pickle, because that will really tell me whether or not you two are meant to be.
Same here, yeah.
Because I have these like two dating theories, and I don't know if I've ever told you any of my dating theories before, but these are things that I've just come up with in my head that I'm like, okay, if I see these things, I can tell whether or not that couple's gonna last.
Yeah.
The first one is the pickle theory. Now, the pickle theory is very simple. I am a firm believer. But let's say you and I were dating, okay? Because I think that's just gonna be easier to describe. Don't roll your eyes like I would be the worst person.
It always starts with that.
It's just a dream, you know? I thought you were rolling your eyes because I'd be the worst person to date. Anyways, let's say we're dating. I'm a firm believer that only one person in the relationship can like pickles to make it work. So
okay.
Like you could like pickles, but I can't. Because then if we order burgers, then I'd give you my pickles because I don't like pickles. That's my pickle theory. I've seen my parents, my dad, and my stepmom. My dad hates pickles. Always gives my stepmom his pickles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my pickle theory. I always try to find a partner who doesn't like pickles. Or I guess if you do end up both liking pickles, the way that you can make this work is someone does have to compromise and has to forfeit their pickles at all costs.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think somebody gets to be the passionate one about the pickles and the other person has to just fold on it.
Mm-hmm.
I am the passionate pickle lover.
See, and I am too. And then our, you know, significant others just have to suck it up and just not enjoy pickles for the rest of their life.
I mean, like if you get one with your sandwich and I ask for it,
I'm going to have it.
I better get it.
My other theory And it's funny because I brought this up to Neighbor Man the other day. Is I said that you and Neighbor Man are exactly alike because for some odd random reason, you both like this very specific Twizzler. It's a peel and pull. What?
Exactly that. Yes. A Twizzler's peel and pull. God. It is the cherry flavor because strawberry is garbo. and they're not like, oh God, they're just like the perfect amount of softness. They're not braided.
Look at
not
you going
hard.
Off on a Twizzler.
Is that what you wanted me to talk about?
No.
I don't know. Like, I'm very passionate about this.
I did not know that. Well, my theory is because I am like, whoa, you are exactly like Neighbor Man because he likes those specific type Twizzlers and he would go off on the exact same rant, I'm sure, about those Twizzlers, right? And there are some other things that I've noticed that you guys are oddly alike.
Mm.
And my other theory is that you end up dating someone who's exactly like your best friend. I'm dating Neighbor Man who's exactly like you. And there are moments that you have told me that I'm exactly like your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We're both suck at cooking. We both critique your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things that I'm like that. So that's my other theory is that you end up dating somebody. And I know there's that one where like you end up dating someone who's like your dad.
I believe in that one,
but I also believe that you date somebody who's like your best friend.
I think it's anybody that's in your close circle, whether you see your one of your parents or maybe your best friend or something, but it like feels familiar maybe.
Yeah, 100%.
And then you can like fight with each person about those things.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, technically I am dating you.
You know what? If that makes you sleep well at night, then that's okay. You know what? For once, Destiny, I agree with you on your crazy relationship antics.
It's the pickle theory, right?
Who would have thought pickles could determine whether or not your relationship works out? But I'm there, right there with you. Somebody's got to love them. Somebody's either got to hate them or not care so much about them.
Mm-hmm.
With that, my own dating theory, relationship theory, was kind of brought up to me this weekend. And I don't know exactly what I mean by it, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I was sick all weekend, like just bumming around, barely moving. And Saturday night, we were like, oh, what should we order for dinner? Because obviously I was not going to make anything. I wanted the Olive Garden. All right.
Oh, my God. Yum.
Was everything I needed and more, and we just did like a mobile pickup situation. And as I was ordering our stuff, I was like, you know what? I need some tiramisu. And the way my boyfriend said nothing except, you should do that. And I was like, okay, if you would have said anything else to me like, oh, really? Or, oh, we don't need that. Or, oh, we have Sour Patch Kids. I would have been angry. I need someone. I have the sweet tooth.
Backs me up.
Right? Somebody
yeah.
in the relationship has to be the sweets
yeah.
person, the sweet tooth. And the other person needs to just support it. And then you know what? When I couldn't finish it, he ate the rest of it.
I am so glad you say this because Neighbor Man totally just succeeded your theory. Remember Mother's Day that happened just
yes.
a couple, days ago, right?
Yeah.
And I told him to take me out because I'm a cat mom, right?
Right.
Well, he treated me to breakfast and I was like, okay, let's get the check. But before we did that, he goes, she'll have some dessert. And I go, I will? What?
Yes,
I have never, ever in my life had a guy order me dessert. I about died.
That's what I'm saying. You have to be supportive of the dessert and then you got to finish the dessert when I can't finish it.